start.
Yeah.
This is my liquor and broth.
This is what?
My liquid and broth.
Oh.
This is only half.
Uh-huh.
The other half is in there. But you got all colors you need to look at strawberry. This is strawberry. Smell it.
I don't believe it.
This is strawberry.
That's a pretty color, too.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Eyes.
And here's grape. And,
I can't believe they smell.
Honeydew.
Does it, do those smell,
too? Mm-hmm.
Those are beautiful colors. Kind of light. I can't smell this one as much.
Mm-mm. You can, this one. This is honeydew. You just barely can smell it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that strawberry, I ordered 2 tubes of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody likes, all you gotta do is put this on there, like this.
Mm-hmm.
And fire away and start painting.
And it colors.
Mm-hmm. And it won't come out.
That's amazing.
Next time you come out, bring me something.
Okay.
And you pick the pattern that you want, and I'll finish it for you.
Gosh, I wish I had something with me.
I wish you brought your pair of pants.
Yeah, I know.
I love to work on pants.
You know, I have a new pair of jeans. It's just that. Just
that's what my daughter did. She bought a pair of jeans and a real flare.
Yeah.
And I said, what are you going to put on there? Anything. Just do it.
Just do it.
So I went ahead, and I got me a new book, and it's nothing but roses, all kinds of different flowers.
Uh-huh.
And I says, oh, I bet tulip would be real pretty on that because it's blue.
Mm-hmm.
And I have bright ones in another case. And I says, I think I'll put tulips on there.
Uh-huh.
And I put a big old tulip right here on the cuff. I kind of pull it apart like this where it go right on the crease.
Uh-huh.
And then I did on both legs right there. And then, not on her front, but on her back, on both her sides of her rump, I put a smiling face and one crying. And she said, did you finish my pants? I said, yeah. And on this leg right back here, it's got a big foot. And over here, it's got a fanny foot, you know, and it puts like this. And it says, don't push too hard. Don't kick too hard. And she wore them yesterday to school when she registered. And the principal said, you know, you're not allowed to wear pants. She says, why? She says, Sam Houston used to be all white school. It's all colored school now. I'm not prejudiced or nothing. It's just that they give the colored kids the more run around than they do the white girls.
Yeah.
So she has to wear dresses. So she bought her a real cute blue jean skirt.
Oh.
And so what I did, I put roses all around it last night while I was sitting in this chair.
Uh-huh.
And right up here, a small miniature roses. And where her zipper is, I put small miniature roses and along her pocket.
Uh-huh.
She said, if he says anything, I said, he won't say anything because your skirt, you got a skirt on.
That's right. That's right. I remember when I was in school, they wouldn't let us wear pants. I don't care if it's 10 below outside, we couldn't wear pants.
Well, last year, she wore none of her blue jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And there was things going on at school that I didn't like. And my girls were coming over here telling me, mama this, mama that, and I said, there's nothing I can do about it. As long as you stay in my group, I'll keep you out of it as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
But it's up to you. If you don't want to take the stuff, you don't have to take it. Yeah. Nobody's pushing you.
Yeah.
But just think, if you take that dope and you have a child, that baby come out defected, something wrong with it, maybe your mind will go out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
So don't you think you got a better chance with me than you have of taking that junk? They said, yep. So they're still with me.
Yeah.
But I've got to go to Jay Macklin and let her know that we got to have something for the girls to do,
mm-hmm.
really.
Yeah, when they get older, it's harder to keep
it
them.
Is. It you is. Got to keep them interested.
What do you call a little musical instrument that children play and you hold it like
that? Harmonica.
Okay.
Or a French harp.
Okay, is that the same thing?
Uh-huh. My husband plays it.
Okay. What would you call a musical instrument that you hold between your teeth and you pick with your fingers?
A juice harp. Okay. My husband has one of them too. He plays it.
No kidding. Let's see. What do you use to pound nails in with?
Hammer.
Okay.